right, welcome back to it. I must be living right. I mean, when I look down and I see Deneen Borelli is on my list, I say, man, I'm doing something right with my life. I mean, she's kind of a big deal, and I've known her for a number of years. She is a conservative black woman, which puts her in a unique position in this world and probably makes her email especially exciting on a daily basis. Deneen, good to have you back.
Hey, Steve, good morning. Thanks for having me back in your free speech zone.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to defend it. Now, with the way these fools operate, I could be targeted at any time. The fairness doctrine scares the daylights out of me. It was bantered around during the Obama administration, meaning basically that they could silence me in favor of, you know, more fair voices or something like that. And the freedom of speech is under attack. I've been telling my liberal friends, my Democrat friends this for years, and they'd laugh it off. Actually, I think I've got a couple of them to look lately and go, yeah, you know, silencing people on social media is not right. No kidding. You've got Angela Merkel weighing in, the president of Mexico weighing in. You've got others around the world saying, you can't attack the president of the United States and silence him. They know, because if it can happen to the president of the United States, it can happen to them, can it?
No, you're absolutely right. And let me just quote from my favorite movie, Die Hard, my favorite line, welcome to the party, pal. Because if you're not a target today, you will be a target tomorrow, especially if they don't like what you have to say. And I'm talking big tech, Silicon Valley, which is ran by a bunch of arrogant progressive elites. We all know that. And what they've done is weaponized their platforms. They're acting like a publisher,
sure,
picking winners and losers.
Well, and I'm going to have a guest coming up here in just a moment talking about the fact that Facebook, to her, has become a utility because that's how the school communicates with her. It's how she communicates with parents, with other people. There is no phone in her house. It's social media. That's how people communicate. Therefore, it's a utility. We'll talk about that, but let's be honest. Beyond the Facebook, beyond the social media, then I read the Cumulus, maybe the largest owner of radio stations in America, telling its hosts, you can't talk about these things because if you do, we're talking about, you know, Mark Levin and Dan Bongino. If you talk about these things, we'll fire you. Really?
Yeah, you know, they must have gotten yelled at by their wives or something who wanted to go to their fancy country clubs because how dare you have these guys on the network with a different opinion or who happen to be conservative.
Sure.
The walls are closing in. And folks are being targeted, Steve, if they don't agree with your voice. I myself was targeted by Facebook a couple of years ago, 2019, because my Here's the Deal videos were garnering millions and millions of views. They were concise, they were factual, entertaining, and they changed the algorithms, and my advertising revenue plummeted. And I got fired by Blaze TV because I was not generating what I was generating previously. So I lost a significant amount of income, of revenue, because of that.
Because of the cancel culture. And here's the other thing, Deneen, that it is beyond my comprehension how it escapes these people that when they're done targeting you and me and people that might think differently than them, sooner or later, the pitchforks and torches come around to them because they have to have somebody to target because they have to have this victimization. And so, therefore, it comes around. The purity tests become ever more stringent, don't they?
No, you're absolutely right. They started with President Trump censoring, and now they took down his social media platforms. And now they're coming after everyday hardworking Americans. I don't know if you checked how many Twitter followers you have lost over the last few days.
Thousands.
I was approaching 150,000 today, 117,000 last I checked, and that was in a week's time.
Right. No, I've lost thousands. My account's smaller than yours. I've never relied on Twitter much, but I did like Parler. I thought it was great. It was a place to talk and get together. And here's the thing. Maybe I'm living in my bubble here, and I enjoy it here in my bubble, by the way. But I don't see on Parler a bunch of hateful tweets. I do see that on Twitter coming from people on the left about, you know, Donald Trump should be shot, Donald Trump should be hung. Kathy Griffin holding up the head of the president as if it's been cut off, decapitated. That was all perfectly fine and well. But us talking about an election that we think is suspect, that has no place. That creates violence. And let me ask you one more thing while I'm going down this road. This whole obsession with white supremacy and the Ku Klux Klan and Nazis, unless I've missed something, the Southern Poverty Law Center that'll pretty much label anybody and everybody as a racist or a threat to America, they couldn't even find 10,000 members in all of America. There are about 8,000 people that are members of the Ku Klux Klan in a country of 330 million people, 8,000 people total. And this is the big threat to everyone? Come on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They're throwing a blanket over anyone who thinks different than they are, and they invoke race into it to make it credible in their head. But before I forget, Steve, I want to mention CloudHub.
Sure.
My husband Tom and I, we are senior advisors with CloudHub. That is an alternative platform that people can go to. They won't be censored. They won't be shut down. And they can go to getcloudhub.com/myfirstname, D-E-N-E-E-N. They are more than welcome there. Folks, come on there, follow me. I will follow them back.
All right, you've talked me into it. I'll do it today because we're all out there, you know, trying to figure out what's going to happen. But in fairness, where is Elizabeth Warren? She said that these big tech companies should be investigated for antitrust violations. It's the one thing I agreed with her on, because for years I've been saying they're too big, they control too much of the conversation, they need to be controlled, and conservatives would say, well, they're a private company. They're wrong. When they control that much of the speech and they impact elections, which they do, by their very behavior, that has to be addressed. You can't just let that go. And when they're silencing one part of the world and advancing the thoughts of another, that has crossed a line, right or wrong.
No, you're right. And it's absolutely frightening. Big tech is happily working with government. And now that Harris Biden, are heading to the White House now, it's going to get even worse, Steve. I think there's going to be even more drama and nonsense to come.
Well, clearly. Here's the other thing. Today they're going to go after impeachment. What a complete waste of time. What they don't understand, those on the left, is that the MAGA movement is bigger than Donald Trump. And somebody like Nikki Haley or Kristi Noem or somebody, if Donald Trump doesn't come back in 4 years, and who knows where we're going to be there, you have people that could deliver the message of protecting the forgotten Americans and looking out for working class people and believing in putting America first, that will carry that message forward. And I think Nikki Haley and Kristi Noem are among that group, maybe Ron DeSantis. I'll give you the last word.
Well, sure. The President Trump supporters are not going to go away, and we're going to see a stark difference of night and day with this new administration coming in. And I think that will certainly be a wake-up call for those who are not in support of what President Trump has done for our country in his first term.
We'll find out. Deneen Borelli, I greatly appreciate you. Always good to have you here. Tell Tom I said hi. Thank you.
And tell my twin Ivy I said hello.
I certainly will. Thank you so much. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It's time to go on the court with Tim Stout.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of action and excitement because it's a day for winning. only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. Michigan State's men's basketball team now unranked in the Associated Press poll. And just think, a month ago, the Spartans were as high as number 4. But the Spartans have lost 4 of their last 6 games. They have fallen out of the Associated Press poll this week. And they're 2-4 in the Big Ten, heading into a difficult showdown Thursday night at 5th-ranked Iowa. Michigan State coming off a horrible loss this last Friday night to Purdue 55-54 after making just 4 field goals in the second half in the Breslin Center and blowing a 17-point lead. The Spartans still have 14 regular season games to go. They have some tough Big Ten games remaining on their schedule, and obviously, they're anxious to get things turned around as quickly as possible.